producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yes, my adorable misses, I want you to do that early and often, and always feel that you're welcome here whenever it's on your mind, regardless of what we seem to be chatting about. Because your life and what's going on with you is what's crucial to us. And, you know, every once in a while I'll have someone say, there'll be a story, and someone will say, well, boy, I'll bet your listeners are really concerned with that. And I said, bless my listeners. They have a perspective that says they know what's important to their life and what's fluff, what's a made-up story, and what is really going to affect their lives. So bless you all. You're always welcome to call me about whatever it is that's on your mind. Again, 855-99-DR-JOY. The 855 basically means if you're on a landline, the, both of you that in the world are the everybody uses their cell, it's toll-free for the rest of us. I mean, right, all our long distance is covered by our cell phone anyway. It's not charged against your cell phone anyway. Well, the minutes probably are, but it's not. It's toll-free is the point. So a couple of follow-ups. I guess the big follow-up and our big story yesterday was the Ray Rice story. And I took it upon myself. I was out yesterday afternoon, and I sort of interviewed, you know, I would whenever I ran into somebody, and a couple of these were people I knew, and a couple of them were strangers, and I would ask them what their take was on it. And I was especially interested in the take on relatively young African-American men, because I figured that's the group, to a certain extent, that this is probably the most... Well, it's a perspective that I don't have. With women, I knew basically what women were more or less going to say. It was very interesting. There was not a clear consensus, but among young African-American males, and I don't know exactly what to make of this, but the consensus was twofold. Number one, it's all about money, which I certainly don't disagree with. The second was... that it's between them, that this was domestic, you know, a domestic issue, and had nothing to do with the team, and that happened in a couple of instances. I mean, I didn't do like hundreds of people. I had a screening yesterday. I don't get off the air until 3 o'clock. Come on, cut me some slack here. So I don't suggest that it was scientific research. It was just me being curious. And I said, yeah, but look, Donald Sterling had to sell his team for certainly. A stupid comment, but it was a private comment reflecting on the league, and they didn't buy that. So that was kind of interesting. But the idea that it was all about money, and I think, you know, and I wasn't quite sure how the money angle sort of dealt with the, or I guess that was the cover-up angle is why the money. And with white males, that was, their take on it was really a little different as well. Shane, did you understand yesterday, which I did not, that this, that he can reapply to be admitted back into the NFL?
I didn't realize that yesterday. I read that this morning, and that that really came as a surprise to me, I guess.
Well, and all right, here's what the response was on that. Because, as I said, I knew yesterday, not because of anything that we'd done in the program, but just because all my little informants were sort of, you know, they had later information than I did. And that sense was they wouldn't have put that out there unless they intended to do it.
Interesting.
So there, I mean, it was really interesting. I didn't, as I said, I didn't ask women about this because, it seemed to me that the women had a complete, you know, they were not looking at football. They were looking at getting the daylight speed out of them by a male, which seems appropriate. And some of the news shows yesterday had women talking about domestic violence and things of that sort. So, but the men... were basically saying that they thought it was about money, that they were, men were much more cynical about it, in some ways, I think, or maybe much more removed from it, and maybe that's the same thing, that saying that they thought that this was a temporary thing, it would blow over, he would be readmitted, and they would, because they wouldn't have said that unless they intended to, you know, sort of to encourage him and probably even to readmit him. Interesting, don't you think? So
yeah,
it was.
I just find the whole thing, a little disturbing that there would even be the idea that you would let him return, you know?
Well, I wasn't crazy about it, to be quite honest, either. But the idea was that, first of all, they would not have offered that unless they intended to reinstate him. And that it was, which gets back to the original issue of a valuable player. And somebody, I was so proud of myself. Somebody said, "Well, she's staying because of $30 million." I said, "It's $4 million a year." And he said, "It's a $30 million contract." I said, "$4 million a year." So I thought, "Ha, do your homework, fellas." So that was kind of interesting to sort of do that that kind of follow up. You know, I'm always interested in sort of the evolving story, but. And I'm always interested in stories that seem to have different responses for different groups, because I think it says a lot about the culture and whatever else as well.
We should borrow Jay Leno's old jaywalking thing, and we'll do our own version joywalking.
Exactly. You mean just have me go out with a tape recorder?
Yeah. It might be kind of interesting, you know?
You know, I used to do that. I used to do it a fair amount.
Did you really? Okay.
Yeah.
That's something maybe we could look into. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. It requires me going over the tape recorder and people throwing things at me. But
yeah, true.
You know what we should do? We should have you do it. We need an intern.
Yes.
An intern to go out and say, you know, on Dr. Joy Brown's program today, we did this. What's your sense on it?
There you go.
That's what we need. All right, interns. Any interns?
Yeah, send us your info.
Do you know what? And we could have interns in different cities.
Hey, now you're
And they
talking.
Could send us the MP3 file, and it would be a way, like for journalism majors, to get, you know, to get experience on their resume that they were, you know, they did telephone polls for Dr. Joy Brown.
Right, that's
you
actually
know,
a great idea.
Joy walking, yeah. And they could send us the call of the week or the question, and they don't all have to be the same. They could even pick ones that they like the best and just send it to us.
I like it.
Put them on the air.
I like it. I might have to make a little post on Facebook about that or something, maybe.
Wouldn't that be a good idea?
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, and it will give us regional differences, and it gives perspiring journalism majors a chance to get a little face time,
yeah,
or voice time, whatever, mouth time. We should do that. It'd be fun. All right, so that's our latest, greatest idea. I had one other story that I was going to tell you about. I'm trying to think what it was. It just escaped me temporarily. I got so involved with the. Well, see, in New York, when you cross against the light, that's called joywalking.
Is it really? Well, there
yeah.
you go then.
I am such
there's a contextual
exactly,
basis for it.
Just,
then, yeah.
Well, I figure if there's no cars coming, who cares what the lights say? And you know, I've probably been voted the person most likely to be hit by a car in like several states. You know, and people say, "Wow, you've become a quintessential New York." And I said, "No, I didn't. San Francisco as well."
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Part of it was just that for a large part of my life, that the most exercise I got, although it's not so much true anymore, which is walking. And so walking and not stopping became really important, which means that. Traffic lights. Now, I must admit, and I know somebody's going to send me a nasty email say, that's dangerous and rude, which I don't disagree with, but I never fuss at anybody, and, you know, occasionally a car's come out of nowhere, and I apologize, so I'm at least aware that this is probably not the world's most gifted behavior. Oh, I know, I know the other thing I wanted to say. I wanted to do a shout-out to Greg in Denver, because we've gotten I love it when my program directors in particular are involved with the program. It just makes me feel like part of a very large family, and Greg in particular sort of wrote some really nice things about the program, and then he didn't like the Sounders that said, "Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown program. You can call Dr. Brown." You know, it sounded like, you know, somebody who actually was seriously depressed. So he sent some liners along. So, and Shane did some. Maybe we should have people send liners along as well. Okay.
Yeah,
we're going to have everybody involved.
That's right.
It's community radio. 855-99-DR-JOY. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now when I hear him, he makes me giggle a little bit. So, all right. I just lost my little footing here. All right, so we sort of covered Ray Rice yesterday. So doesn't that sort of whole thing about about the fact that he could apply for readmission and sort of make this whole thing kind of another slap on the wrist?
I think so, I guess. Yeah. I mean, it seems like it's giving him that in back that he just shouldn't have.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. And sort of saying, well, you know, we're going to go along. It seems like it's a lip service thing of, okay, we're being pressured to do this, but we really think it's okay.
Right. And
that's what
I
it
agree.
Seems to me.
Yep. Which is what it seemed like all along. You know, I mean, the fact that they had the footage and didn't do anything in the first place.
Well, they're now saying, apparently, that they didn't have the footage, although that may have changed again.
Okay.
Yeah. TMZ said that they never asked for it, but the police had it, and apparently the police showed it to them. So, I mean, this is going to be one of those Iran Costa things. I don't know. All right, so we decided today we do a little bit of mental health just because it seems like a good kind of follow up to yesterday. And there's an article that Shane found called Seven Weird Health Boosters That Will Surprise You. Okay. I don't think most of these are very surprising, to be quite honest. They said friendly neighbors. See, I don't think that's very surprising. Maybe because I worked on a project in San Francisco called Friends are good Health. The idea being that the more surrounded we are by supportive people, the longer we live, the happier we are, the less likely we are to stress-related diseases. And there was... I'm trying to remember the survey that I saw, that there was a neighborhood in which... there were three generation houses. So, you know, you had a grandmother, a father, and a kid all living in the same household. And that there were no, over a 50-year period, I think there were no reported heart attacks for people under the age of 55, as opposed to the national average, which is, I don't know, obviously higher than that. And then what happened was the neighborhood started changing and families moved out, and they studied it 10 years later, and the heart attack rate for that neighborhood was the same. So the idea of being surrounded by, even though most of us view family is a bit stressful, actually is very healthy for you. This is kind of an interesting one. Telling the truth. It turns out that if you think about it, the face of everything, but the point is, it's not that that truth is so helpful, it's that lying is so destructive. Because you have to remember, you're lying. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the word. Okay? Windows in your workplace. This has come up before. It turns out that even a picture of an outside scene is better than nothing.
I have a little screen that shows me an outside view from a camera down here in the dungeon of the studio. I guess that counts then.
Not as much. the light actually helps, believe it or not.
Okay, perfect.
But it turns out that there's a spectrum that being in a walled-in room is not very healthy for you. Having a picture, even an outdoor scene, could be anything, beach, mountain, or whatever, is better than not. But the best is having an actual window because you can both see out and there's light. And it turns out fluorescent light, as most of us know, is great for plants and not very good for human beings at all. In fact, at my previous studio, I would light candles because they had fluorescent lights, and I know how terrible they are for you. And so my crew, it looked like the Starship Enterprise. So we had all the lights off in the control room, and all the lights off in my studio. And the guy, and of course all the machines have little lights on them. And in my studio, I had some lights, but on the console, but I had candles, which apparently is a fire violation. But you know, I was really careful. I had no particular wish to become a crispy critter. So, but it turns out that someone would come and say, "Fire department is coming today. Could you not light the candles?" Okay, I don't know what they thought the candelabra was doing there, but nevertheless, green plants. And we've known that for a long time. This is something about the 70s and the 80s is talking to plants. Well, it turns out that plants talk back to you in that photosynthesis tosses off oxygen, which is, you know, what sort of all of us know, but it turns out having a plant, especially if you're not going to kill it, works really well. It turns out having an aquarium, it actually helps. And I don't, you know, a lot of doctors' offices have aquarium. Aquaria.
Yep. I've noticed that as well.
Yeah, the idea is that somehow blue water, is calming. Although, as I said, I think fire is calming as well, but that's a whole different issue. Fireplaces.
Oh, I agree. Absolutely.
Relating to nature, I don't know what that means, but I mean, I suppose that's not in the office place, but the idea being, it's one of my things to do every day is do something silly, reach out to a friend, do something challenging, realize you're part of nature. So that's part of them. It turns out, believe it or not, this is the only surprising one as far as I'm concerned. They said moderate worrying. People live longer, healthier lives because they can envision the worst and prepare for it. They're also less prone to taking foolish risks, like joywalking. This was a long-term study over 1,500 people. See, I think it's not that they're worrying. It's, I think, that because I think the worrying is translated into making doctor's appointments, checking in with your dentist, being more aware of your environment, maybe looking both ways before you cross the street. So I'm not sure worrying. I would make it not moderate worrying, but awareness. And I think awareness is an issue. It's one of the things that worries me about people being plugged into their iPods all the time, you know, so they're not aware of their surroundings as much. So I don't think it's moderate worrying as much as maximum awareness, which I suppose can lead a little bit to worrying. So we... go ahead.
Oh, so Dr. Joy, I have a kind of side question on that for you.
Good.
I've always been told that, you know, obviously stress is a bad thing, but everybody needs a little bit of stress.
Yeah.
So what's a good amount of stress for our listeners and me?
Well,
I
think it's going to vary individually, Shane, and not only individually from person to person, but from time to time. I mean, there are times where you're just so, you know, stressed that even a little bit is going to make you hit the critical mass and you're going to go over the edge. On the other hand, there are times where boredom can be a lot more stressful for some people than actual activity. So instead of sorting it out for yourself, I know my barometer is, I've mentioned before that everybody alive has anxiety attacks. And I know when I get a little claustrophobic, it's very likely because I'm overstressed. So I just sort of look around and say, okay, what's going on? Am I not getting enough sleep? Do I have too many balls in the air? Am I worried about something in particular? Have I just had a fight with somebody? So I think that we all need to kind of be our own barometers of what our stress level is and when it feels great, when it's something new and challenging and fun and just makes you feel alive, that's obviously good. When you feel like overwhelmed and, oh my gosh, I just need to get some sleep, you know, and I remember a quote by Katharine Hepburn is saying, one day a week she pulls the covers over her head. As a kid, I thought that was wasteful. As a grown-up, I'm thinking, yeah. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Dr. Wallach, an award-winning scientist, naturopathic physician, author of several books such as Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Let's Play Doctor, and a Nobel Prize nominee. Dr. Wallach will be here on September 15th and 16th. Wallach has proven that diseases classified as autoimmune were in fact caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get your free ticket to hear about the true causes of diseases. Call 763-291-5052. To receive your free ticket, call 763-291-5052.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time-consuming time-consuming expensive office visits?
No.
No.
And no-no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yes, indeed. 855-99-3756-9. Should you ever forget the phone number, you can always go to drjoy.com. It's just drjoy.com. Later today, I'm going to give you an update on theater that's upcoming. Not only stuff that I've seen in the last week, but upcoming stuff. It's going to be a really star-studded Broadway season with a lot of movie stars coming to Broadway. Woo, woo, woo. So I'll give you some insight about that. So we're looking about mental health, and what do we ask? What people do to make themselves healthy?
Yeah, basically, you know, if what they thought about these kind of tips that were in here, and the couple of responses we got, most of them are pretty, you know, agreeable with them, which I agree too. I know the thing says seven weird health boosters, but to me, it's all pretty straightforward.
Well, that's it. I mean, I think when people read these articles, if they said, look, I'm going to tell you stuff that you already know, it's really old hat, but, you know, I need a publication, then no one's really going to read that article. So they say things like, astonishing.
Right, right.
you know, weird, fabulous, unknown, heretofore unknown. And if you, I mean, part of, I've calmed down a little bit about it, partially because a friend of mine took me out for lunch and said, Joy, you know when you do those things that you're debunking somebody's research that they spent, you know, 5 years doing? Well, some of those are my friends. So I said, well, yeah, but I never mention their names because, but some really miserable, not honest things go out under the name of science these days, of people combining studies that really are not combinable or misleading people. And I think we're talking about exactly this. Is none of those are weird. And they're not even surprising, and none of them are new. And so, but the thing, be careful of headlines. And so what I would do is take the study, which we used to print out, and now we're saving the rainforest, and I would rip them on the air, literally, throw up a piece of paper. So.
That's perfect. Yeah, one of the listeners makes the comment, one of the ones who kind of, I wouldn't say is disagreeing, but he says, learning life skills to deal with the unavoidably difficult people and immoral circumstances is more of a practical approach, unless one is an orphan monk with enough resources to live on a deserted island, he says. So, I don't know if you have to go that far. I think it's more
well,
just...
Well, I think what he's saying is, okay, get over it, everybody. Everybody's got the same
right.
issues.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So yeah. I thought that one was pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, you can see. I mean, Shane is new to y'all, but... I mean, I am so proud of my listeners, and you know that they responded. They have senses of humor. And you will see in the coming weeks, Shane, we will put up something we view as kind of trivial. You know, okay, what's your favorite memory of kindergarten, which we've never actually done? Maybe that would be a good one to do. And people will come up with extraordinary things. No matter how trivial our question, people, they just will rise to the occasion. And the only thing we have to be careful of is you never put up a question that can be answered yes or no. They'll say, oh, great, today on Facebook we have 50 responses, 38 are yes, 12 are no.
Exactly.
Not very interesting. All right.
One of our listeners, Betsy, she says, agree with it 100%. She says, especially living near water, which I can't agree with that more. I mean,
me too.
Water
me too,
is
absolutely.
Such a refreshing thing. I know I always say, I'm here in Minnesota, I take trips up to Duluth and Lake Superior quite often. And just being out there by the shore and all that fresh air from the water, that's just really soothing.
I absolutely agree. In fact, one of the things I was going to ask you is what kinds of things you do. And I'm sitting looking out at the water. I'm a water girl. I was born in New Orleans, but I grew up in Denver. People say, don't you miss the mountains? And I say, yeah, but given a choice between mountains and water, there's no, there's no contest. Because, I mean, I love the mountains. I love walking in the woods. I love the smell of pine trees. I like hiking. But it's not the same. Water is somehow so... Well, first of all, it's alive. I think much more so than mountains.
That's right, yeah.
It moves. For me, and I'm not really sort of necessarily running a telethon for water, but for me, it's one of the things that I do when I'm thinking, oh, geez, Louise, is I'll go take a walk by the water or go in the water or take a shower even.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm a water person.
Me too, yeah. Judy here, one of the listeners, says good neighbors, part of the basic hierarchy of needs, a safe environment. They all seem to make sense, like you said, and when you think about it regarding the water, literally taking the weight off your shoulders and all due to buoyancy, she says agreed. So, I mean, that's a good point.
Let me tell you, for those of you who don't live in the water, I'll just tell you kind of one of the cool things that... that happened to me once. I was taking a class at a gym, and they had an Olympic pool in the basement. And I love water aerobics because it combines three things I really like, which is the water, exercise, and dance. And this particular instructor at the end of a very exhausting water aerobics class would have all of us... Do you know what noodles are, Shane?
Kids love the noodles, yeah.
Yeah, we love noodles. Sorry, they're the styrofoam, like little things that you can bend. And we would all get on them like a seahorse, like we were riding them. And she would turn off all the lights except the ones in the pool and play Beethoven in the basement. And we would just... And we could do whatever we wanted for, like... 5 minutes, and it was the end of every class. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
So if you don't live near the water, find a pool, and or take, you know, take a bath. I mean, I'm convinced that that there is something, you know, we all, that's what we all came from, and that there's something very soothing about going back to it.
Yes, it's quite primal, I think, you know, like, yep. I say, we all came from water in the first place, so yep. I think just getting back to that is pretty elemental.
I agree. All right, what else we got about mental health issues?
That's about it. Just mostly people agreeing with
everything but the title.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Well, that's part of what I sort of view my job as being, is kind of, you know, there's actually a poster that made me really smile. The new Liam Neeson movie comes out. I think it's called Walk Among the Tombstones or something. I think that's the name of it. Yeah. See it next week. But the tagline on it is, people are afraid of the wrong things. And I've been saying that for years, that we're all afraid of exactly the wrong things. That more people die from sunstroke than die from Ebola. Most of us are not going to die from cancer. We're going to die from heart disease. That, you know, we're worried that killer bees. That there are things. And part of it is, I think I am not necessarily a great fan of Michael Moore, but I think he's right to the extent that fear has been used historically and continues to be used as a tool to control people. And so if somebody can make you afraid of something that's not really very, very scary inherently, then this is a terrible problem, they can say, well, you know, we've got the solution, and therefore trust us. Or they can say, wow, you know, this is what you have to do because this is so scary. And all of us, I think, need to become our own, in the same way we were talking with Shane earlier about what's the right amount of stress and what's too much stress. And that's going to vary from time to time, not to mention person to person. But that's a responsibility of human life, of adult human life, is figuring out what's legitimately scary and what's not. What's legitimately harmful and what's not. What's too stressful and what's not. And as one of my favorite sort of factoids is that it's hard to think of a city that's more stressful in the United States than New York. But New Yorkers have a life expectancy that's 2.5 years longer than the national average. And I'm convinced the reason why is we don't own cars, so we have to walk to the subway. So we walk a lot. You can't have a car. Well, I suppose you could, but most of us don't have a car that picks you up at your front door and takes you to where you want to go, and you drop off, and so all you're doing is walking the sidewalk, you know, that, you know, couple of feet. All of us basically walk fair distances even to get to the subway, not to mention walking between subway cars, which is illegal. Don't do that. All right. Let me just quickly sort of insert here. How long do I have here, Shane? Like a minute and a half?
Yeah, about a minute. Just about a minute.
I'll tell you what. Well, I'll ask the question and answer when we come back. How's that?
I've
got a listener question from that was sent to the studio, which is not a bad idea, from Sarah, who says, you're wise, especially when it comes to film. Thanks, Sarah. Can you please tell me what you think The Wizard of Oz is appropriate to show? I think when you think The Wizard of Oz is appropriate to show my daughter. It seems a little scary. Roughly what age do you think would be all right? I know all kids are different, but I'm looking for a ballpark. Ooh, Sarah, it'd be really helpful to know how old your daughter is. But I'll tell you, when we come back, I'll tell you what age and why, and ways to kind of discern it. I am not a fan of kids under the age of 10 being in movie theaters, just because I think it's too intense. They make too much noise. They're not going to enjoy it, with the possible exception of maybe a cartoon. But I've seen kids walk out of cartoons or get, and please stop taking your infants to movies. All right? I know. I did it once, too. But we all grow wiser and older and whatever. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yes, indeed. Good time to call me. Actually, the beginning of an hour is the best time to call. I know sometimes it takes you guys a while to work up your nerve, but the beginning of an hour is usually the best time to call. And I'll get you on as quickly as possible. And Shane, we've sort of evolved the system that if we get a whole bunch of calls I just can't take you all at the same time. What we'll do is say, do you want to, if you don't want to wait on hold, then we'll call you back. So, or you can wait on hold. You can hear the program on hold, so it's not like you're going to miss anything. All right. So we had Sarah from Maine saying, "Wizard of Oz, what do you think?" Well, first of all, Sarah, the question is, are you going to do this? Presumably on a DVD, and it's out on DVD. I think it's also on Blu-ray. It's been remastered and colorized and everything like that. Although, if you remember the beginning of The Wizard of Oz, do you remember this? Shane is in black and white.
Black and white. Yep.
Think, oh my goodness, what happened? But they actually have remastered it, and the colors have gotten brighter and whatever. So, number one, I assume that you're doing this at home rather than in a movie theater. As I said, I am not crazy about kids under the age of 10 being at movie theaters. And I know it varies greatly that some kids are a lot more sophisticated and than others. But quite often they can't sit still. And if you please don't be one of those parents who sits there whispering to your kid, this is what's going to happen next. Or your kid who says, Mommy, I'm scared. Or, can I go to the bathroom? I actually saw a couple of years ago, there was American Werewolf in Paris. Remember that? Or the original one, I think, was in London.
London, yeah.
There were two of them. There
okay,
was,
sure.
The first one was in London, which was much better. The second
don't
one was
tell
in
me
Paris.
Was a kid there?
Like a four-year-old.
Oh.
And I went up to her. I had just come out of the movie, and she was going in, and I said, Madam, this is really going to scare the living daylights out of your kid. And I think she sort of felt like, mind your own business.
Boy, oh
which
boy.
I was actually trying to do. That kid will be in therapy with me for years. In fact, I took a friend last night to see the new Daniel Radcliffe movie called Horns, which Joe Hill. Do you know who Joe Hill is?
Yes. Yep.
Who tell everybody who he is?
Well, I guess I don't know his backstory a whole lot. I've just seen him in various things, but
no. Joe Hill's the author.
Oh,
you're thinking Daniel Radcliffe.
Okay.
Now, Daniel Radcliffe was Harry Potter.
Okay,
Joe Hill
sure.
His name's running out of my head. King. Stephen King. All I could think of was Larry, whom I actually know both of them. but Stephen King's kid. And he wrote kind of a horror story that has done very well. My kid says the book is fantastic, which I have not read yet. But I saw the movie last night, and there's a scene where there's snakes. I'm not giving away much of the plot. And my friend that I took to the movie sent me a text this morning saying he couldn't sleep a wink last night because of the snakes. I said I thought it was the fried mozzarella sticks myself, but nevertheless. So the kids, you know, and I don't go to horror movies, as those of you who listen to the program know. They just scare me. And it's not enjoyable. Watching a movie through my fingers is not good. So I just don't go to them. I don't like things that jump out. I don't like, you know, the Buried Alive movies. I don't like people stuck in trunks. I just won't go. So because I can't review them honestly. And I think any reviewer brings their own perspective to any review. But to say I hate the genre, this scares the living daylights out of me, I'm useless. So I just don't go to them. So, number one, is Wizard of Oz too scary for kids? Certainly, I would say under the age of 8, don't even think about it. And if you think about it, the house falls on the witch. I'm not giving away much plot, folks. The monkeys, I thought the flying monkeys were genuinely scary. That awe, you know, the wizard, until we figure out who he really is scary. So I think it's not a movie for kids. There are more and more movies that are not kids' movies they say that they're family, but be really careful. And one of the ways to make sure, and kids like scary stuff. I mean, that's part of being a kid. It's why Marie Sendak does so well. It's, if you think about those, you know, things that go bump in the night are fun for kids because their whole life is about scary stuff and trying to please big, scary people like parents.
And so, I think, too, when you're a kid, you're so much is unknown to you still at the time. So, you know, I think that appeals to them.
And so things that scare adults, like movies about people breaking up, you know, they're much scarier to adults than they are to kids. I mean, kids go, oh, kissing, ew. So the idea being and certainly one of the ways to sort of sort it out is to watch the movie with your kid with the idea that we can stop it. But, I think when in doubt, err on the side of being conservative, because kids are going to have a lot fewer nightmares with conservative than if you sort of expose your kid to it too early. And kids are certainly exposed to more stuff now. Every generation sort of pushes back the envelope a little bit. And with the internet, kids are certainly more exposed to scary images, like somebody being beheaded, for example. If nothing else, yesterday's example, the Ray Rice video, which was everywhere. So I think we need to be monitoring what our kids see in general, because they're sponges. They take in everything. And when in doubt, if you think it's too scary, I'd wait. And wait at least a while. And one of the ways that with movies that you as an adult haven't seen is go see it first. And if you, you know, if having seen it, if you don't find it too disturbing, then you can either go with your kid or send your kid. But there's a movie, and on a, when I review movies, I'll say, this is said as a kid's movie, I'll tell you the, what was the planes, cars, planes, and whatever it was, but the firefighting one, which was the last one that was out?
Yeah, yeah, I think it was just called Planes, yep.
Yeah, I thought the firefighting scenes where I thought were remarkable, and from my point of view, having grown up in Colorado and knowing about forest fires, of some of the firefighting equipment they're using. So I thought it very instructional and much more fun than the first one, but genuinely scary. I didn't think it was really a kid's movie. That mm-hmm. fire is scary to children, and the things that happen in that movie I think are scary. So for 10 and up, or maybe even 12 and up, fine. But younger than that, I don't think so. And so when I review a movie, even a kid's movie, I mean, and you have to remember that we're the generation that grew up with the Three Stooges and hitting and cartoons. But there's also been that outcry that that's part of what has contributed to violence in our society is video games and cartoons, where the violence is cartoonish, unreal, that there's no consequence to the violence. And does that increase the level of violence in our society? And I think it does. I mean, look, think about what a commercial does. It says, we're going to suggest an image that's going to affect you so much that you're going to go out and buy something. So how can we not think that images affect us? And they do. So when in doubt, I would wait. And so what do I have now, like 30 seconds?
You've got it. Yeah, about 10 seconds now until the bumper starts.
All right. Well, because you were going to ask me about something about your kids. I'll tell you what.
Sure.
Do you want me to hold you over for next hour? Put you on hold?
Yeah.
Or we can call you back.
Just call me back.
We'll call you back. All right. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'll tell you what. We'll put on Facebook your favorite movie from your childhood, what you remember as your childhood favorite movie. All right. And whether it was scary movie, either or. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.